USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, Jamie Dimon, says there's a financial storm on the horizon, but no one knows how bad it will really be.
It's a hurricane. Right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering an immediate review of all schools in the state. He wants to make sure they're following safety measures after last week's horrific shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Governor Abbott told officials to conduct unannounced random intruder audits. The goal is to find weak access points and to see how quickly staff can enter a school without being stopped. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
After 6 weeks of testimony, a decision was reached in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard libel trial. On Wednesday, Depp won the defamation lawsuit he filed against his ex. A Virginia jury awarded him $10.35 million in damages. Amber Heard also partially won her counter-lawsuit over comments made by Depp's lawyer, Adam Waldman. The jury awarded her $2 million in damages. The Dallas Cowboys NFL Club is helping the families of Uvalde, Texas, after last week's school shootings.
The Dallas Cowboys and the NFL Foundation are giving $400,000 in total to help South Texas families affected by the Uvalde school shooting. Team Executive Vice President Charlotte Jones saying last week's attack on Robb Elementary broke everyone's heart, and she promised to keep victims in her thoughts and prayers. Half the money will go to the Robb School Memorial Fund, while the other half will go to the Uvalde Strong Fund. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
NASA announced two private companies, Axiom Space and Collins Aerospace, will develop the next generation spacesuits that future astronauts will wear to conduct spacewalks and eventually kick around the surface of the moon. As some in America would like to see a complete ban on guns, in reality, other measures can be taken to fight the hate and the mass shootings that plague our nation. Representative Pete Sessions, a self-described strong NRA member, tells Newsmax a meeting Friday should result in more answers.
We are going to have a large meeting in Waco, Texas on Friday with almost 30 of our superintendents, our sheriffs, our county judges, where we are going to talk about the things that we need to do to be reapprised to avoid this happening in other places. The events that happened in Uvalde obviously are taking a different turn. I'm not sure, and I'm not sure anybody knows the real truth of it, but he now sees what kind of circumstance he's in, and that the public comments that he makes or those to investigators will be verified, and it means that he is now being very careful about what he says.
The congressman is referring to Uvalde school police chief Pete Arredondo, who led a flawed law enforcement response to last week's school shooting and misinformation regarding actual events and timelines by the 18-year-old shooter. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.